Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
My next guest sells everything to do with babies' sleep, whether it's booties, blankets or the cot itself. He started off with a sewing machine in his own home and now has a turnover of 15 million euro. Baby Elegance is now a well-known brand for young families, and for every cot sold, a tree is planted somewhere in Ireland. And that's one of the reasons why Tim Costlow is this month's Green Business Person of the Month, courtesy of Repac. Congratulations, Tim.
Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you for having me.
So you started off with a sewing machine making booties, was it?
In my bedroom in Raheny, I bought a sewing machine.
And you didn't have any kids at the time, did you?
No. I just got married, just bought the house. I'd just given up my job and decided that I want to sell something. So in order to sell something, you have to make something. So I got this idea that in those days, in 1982, if you manufacture in Ireland, you paid only 10% corporation tax. So that was a big attraction for me. So anyway, I went out and I bought a sewing machine and got the guy to show me how to use it, up to Hickey's fabric shop, bought a few yards of fabric, started making bits and pieces in the bedroom, cutting it in the shed, making up samples and then going into Rocha stores.
And you persuaded Rocha stores to take it. And could you produce the stuff in big enough quantities?
Well, that was phase two. One thing was to get the orders. I'd worry about the other. I always say, yes, I can do everything.
Yeah.
And so it started off with, I was doing some ladies' toilet bags because they were quite easy to make. And I think it went into Rocha stores or Arnott's, one of them. And the first order was for 36 toilet bags. And I thought I was a millionaire overnight. This is it. I've made it. And went home and made them. Now, it might have taken me 2 weeks to make them, but I made them and I delivered them and then started going to other people, selling them to other people. And then I went to a big wholesaler. And he ordered 4,500 bags. I couldn't get off the chair when I was trying to leave his office. I was so shocked.
Wow. But so that means you had to open a factory?
No, that meant I had to get women in their houses around the country who have sewing machines. In those days, there was a lot of home workers. So I could cut them in the shed, put them in the car, bring them out to the home workers, give them to them in the evening, go back the next day and collect them, bring them home, pack them, and package them nicely, box them up and go and deliver them. But with the 4,500 order, I was given 3 months to do it because it's a sort of a Christmas trade.
Yeah.
So I had plenty of time on my hands to do it. And that progressed then where one of the wholesalers said to me, do you make baby bags? And that started the baby thing. And I said, what's a baby bag? Anyway, I found out very quick what a baby bag was, made a sample, back to him the next day, and his order was for 36 baby bags. We were selling about 300 baby bags a week at one stage.
And then you moved into cots, but soon found out that the cost of doing so became quite expensive in Ireland.
No, I'll rewind a small bit there. So
you had to move to China because of the costs.
Yes, because we were manufacturing everything in Dublin. Eventually, we had a factory in Dublin with 28 staff. And obviously, we were looking at the costs and we decided then that maybe we'd move the factory to China or we'd source stuff
from
China.
And was that an appreciable difference in cost?
It was, absolutely, because things were just getting too expensive in Ireland.
Yeah.
So we sold the factory and we moved out to Blanchardstown and we became more of a distribution, but we continued manufacturing baby mattresses, our Baby Elegance branded mattresses, and we're still doing that to this day.
And so now you import the cots and, of course, you make all sorts of other baby apparel.
Yeah.
And for every cot that you sell, you plant a sapling.
A tree. This was
What kind of trees are they?
I checked that with my son yesterday. They're native trees, I'm told.
Okay.
So whatever that means. It was actually Gavin came up with that idea and he decided then we start planting forests. So we did our first one in 2022 and we planted, I think it was 18,000 trees on a farm.
It's a fair few cots.
And we sell a lot of cots.
Yeah.
We're at 48,000, coming close on 50,000 trees planted so far.
Right.
So the idea behind that is that the parents associated with the family baby brand and the fact that their tree is planted the day their baby is born. You know, it's a sort of an association there.
So of the apparel, including cots and blankets and booties and all that kind of stuff, how much do you sell directly to the customer via the website?
Probably at the moment about 20%. but a lot of the people who we supply also sell online.
Okay, and that includes Rocha stores still?
When the Rocha are gone, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's Argus and it's Smith's and Amazon and other retailers around Europe.
So Amazon are obviously huge. Do they take a nice slice of your business for selling?
They do, but Amazon wouldn't be our biggest customer, to be fair. The bigger guys are the Smith's and the Argus, those type of people for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But what the online selling allows us to do is to sell more into Europe, which is what we're at now at the moment. So,
can the stuff be made quick enough?
It can.
And with the Strait of Hormuz closed and the Red Sea closed, that means that a lot of those ships have to go round via South Africa, do they?
And that is causing an awful headache at the moment. So instead of taking 6 weeks to ship something, now it could take up to 16 weeks.
Oh, right.
So that upsets things because you placed orders 6 months in advance and now they're all delayed. So you have to work around these things, you know what I mean?
And you have the next generation of Costello standing by to take over.
My son Gavin and my daughter Louise run the business with me, and I'm absolutely very, very proud to have them on board, and having been able to teach them everything I learned the hard way.
Okay.
And between the three of us and the rest of our team, we're doing very well and we're progressing greatly.
Well, congratulations on being the Green Business Person of the Month, courtesy of Repack. This is Tim Costlow, the founder of Baby Elegance. I presume it's babyelegance.com or Baby Elegance.
Babyelegance.com, absolutely.
Well, best of luck with that going forward, Tim.
Lovely.
To you and your family.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.